Corey, first of all, tell me about yourself and what you do for the company.
So I'm the director of product management. Been with the company, which is Cirrus is the company. Blade Energy Crops is our brand name that we're using to market these energy crops. I've been with them for 5 years, and my responsibility is to work on across our product development pipeline to make sure we're bringing the right kinds of varieties to market, and then also deal with the commercialization aspects. And this variety we're looking at here, EG1101. Is a new variety of switchgrass that we introduced last year to the market. It was developed here in the southeast and is well suited for this environment, and is higher yielding and has better disease resistance and better early vigor than some of the existing varieties that have been around for a long time.
So not knowing a whole lot about switchgrass myself, what kinds of environments are best suited for that? I mean, is this something that could grow kind of anywhere, but just got to have the right variety? Or
switchgrass is very forgiving. It's native to the entire eastern two-thirds of the United States, east of the Rocky Mountains, from Mexico to Canada. Grows in a number of different soil types, different rainfall environments. It will respond to water, responds to nitrogen inputs. So, you can grow it on marginal lands. We don't anticipate you're going to be growing it and displacing corn or soybean in Iowa or Illinois, for example, but we do think there's a lot of places where you can grow it, and particularly here in the southeast, as you look at difficulties with, cotton, tobacco, there's a lot of acres that we think are available out there for growing something like an energy crop, where you can get 8 tons of biomass per acre. And when the market develops, we estimate that the price per ton of delivered biomass be around $60-$65 a ton. Mm-hmm. Could turn out to be a very economical opportunity.
So how would you describe where we're at right now in terms of the market for this type of biomass?
So I would call it a developing market. We start to see a lot of opportunities. We have a map that shows pinpoints locations around the country. These are nucleation sites, if you will, of kind of a developing opportunities. You have all biomass is local, so you need to be near a biorefinery location. Here in Georgia, there's a company called Range Fuels out in Soperton that's developing a demonstration plant where they'll use wood and also grassy feedstocks like switchgrass to produce ethanol. So in the vicinity of that plant, there's an opportunity. There's also a government program called BCAP, Biomass Crop Assistance Program, that is under the USDA, administered by FSA, that is allowing the transition to energy crops. And a lot of the companies that are users that have signed up for that, qualified BCAP facilities that are taking biomass, are in the area of pelleting. Pellets can be used for home heating. They can be used in the biopower or repowering markets, where you might have a local boiler or something that fires a school or a factory, where you can use biomass to do that. Companies like Southern and Oglethorpe and others that we're working with, NRG in Louisiana, are interested in co-firing biomass in their coal-fired power plants to produce electricity. There's an export market to Europe in some cases, with subsidies and carbon caps and things like that have a European market. There's an opportunity to actually export biomass to that market. That's something that's going on today. So there's opportunities out there. I think in the next couple of years we'll start to see those opportunities expand as these plants grow and more people start making use of it.
Well, you have a healthy looking plot here at Sunbelt Ag Expo. Are you planning to harvest that while we're out here?
This year we're not going to harvest it. Typically in the first year you don't harvest, but next year we will. These plants are about 3 or 4 feet tall this year, probably have about 3 or 4 tons out there. Next year, we expect this stand to get up to about 80% of its mature yields, and the mature yields on this are going to be around eight tons per acre of dry matter yield and higher. And hopefully next year we'll be able to get some of this farm machinery over here and do some demonstration harvest. I think that's part of the plan.
All right. Well, hope to see that happen. Hope to be here next year to see it as well. Thank you very much, Corey,
for
taking some time here at Sunbelt Ag Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.